This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. When you think of a yellow school bus, what aroma comes to mind? No, not that one. I mean diesel fumes. But that's changing with school buses going electric. As WABE's Molly Samuel reports, a nearly century-old Georgia company is on the vanguard of that shift.
Picture kids heading off to school. An early morning group toting backpacks and sports gear and lunchboxes waits as the big yellow school bus pulls up. Increasingly, though, the school bus actually sounds like this. School districts around the country are replacing their loud, old, more polluting buses with electric ones. And some of those buses are built by Bluebird in Fort Valley, Georgia.
These are the batteries right here.
Antonio Bryant teaches people to build the EV buses.
Pretty much everybody that comes through here, I have a little hand in training them.
Electric buses are a growing focus for the company. Bluebird's senior vice president of electrification, Britton Smith, says about 6% of the company's volume is electric now, but he expects that to grow significantly.
The momentum has changed.
That's thanks to public funding aimed at tackling climate change and air pollution. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is distributing $5 billion to school districts to buy low and zero-emission buses. The money comes from the bipartisan infrastructure law that passed a couple years ago. Smith says Bluebird will sell about $1 billion worth of electric school buses because of it.
What's interesting about it is that we're seeing orders from states that you would not expect.
Like Kentucky, Utah, and Nevada. Currently, Bluebird has capacity to manufacture 4 electric buses a day. But the company is building out a facility to be able to build as many as 20 a day by the end of the year.
For us, it's a pretty exciting time in our history.
There's also potentially changes coming for the workers. They recently voted to unionize, asking for better pay, work-life balance, and safer conditions. The union says with the company benefiting from federal incentives, it's only fair that the workers do, too. And it's notable that Bluebird is profitable with electric buses, says Mike Schlisky, a senior research analyst at D.A. Davidson.
There's a lot of flash, a lot of new companies that don't turn it before, and a lot of capital being raised. But the company that's actually doing it just as good as all of them, if not better, is Bluebird.
And Bluebird trainer Antonio Bryant says he can see his handiwork on the roads. His dad works in a rural Georgia school system and recently told him his district is getting an electric bus from his factory.
I do this so my hometown get one that I actually built.
His dad may be getting to drive one of his buses. He says that's kind of cool. In Fort Valley, Georgia, I'm Molly Samuel for Marketplace.